Only one new CD to share with you this month, but I'm sure either side of it, there'll be plenty more for you to enjoy, including some that'll remind you of the glorious summer that we've enjoyed this year, and others of the autumn that we've just entered. With a track from a cassette that is something of a rarity. In fact, I never knew of its existence until a few weeks ago when I embarked on the production of a new video to soon upload to YouTube. Good friend Everson Whittle, who is the owner and custodian of the organs in the Paramount Organ Studio in Bolton, the former home of the late Ron Curtis, loaned me this cassette, which was produced by Frank Wappett. Now, until he passed away on his 84th birthday a couple of years ago, Frank was an award-winning radio personality, disc jockey and singer from Hebburn in County Durham, and the longest-serving presenter on BBC Radio Newcastle, having started there in 1970. He put together a trio called the Pipe Dreamers, with Ron Curtis playing Hammond, Frank's son on the drums, and a pianist, who later went on to make quite a name for himself as an organist. See if you can guess who it might be after you've heard the Pipe Dreamers play Our Love Affair. Delightful arrangement of Our Love Affair by the Pipe Dreamers from their one and only recording. The organist, as I said, was Ronald Curtis, and the pianist was none other than Dr. Kevin Morgan, who is widely known in theatre organ circles these days with recordings such as this one, which he made at the former Granada Studios Tor Wurlitzer back in 1998. The title is Summertime in Heidelberg.
Thank you.
A delightful little number which was mimed by Edmund Purdom to the recordings by Mario Lanza in the film The Student Prince. Talking of delightful numbers, here's one that fans of Klaus Wunderlich will perhaps recognise as coming from one of his very early LPs, which contained music from the Alpine Suite by Ernst Fischer. It has a couple of titles. One is just simply The Serenade, and the other, as on this next recording from Norman Scott, playing the former Cinema Organ Society Compton when it was installed in Marston Green Hospital, is Terrace by the Sea. Terrace by the Sea, played there by Norman Scott. I made mention there of Klaus Wunderlich, and in case you've not got your copy of the latest compilation on the double CD released by Not Now Music, it's titled The Great Pop Organ Sound of Klaus Wunderlich, and you can get a copy and a full rundown of the 87 tunes that go together to make up that release on the Organ First radio web pages. Recently I spent many happy and interesting hours reading the biography of singer Matt Munro, and I never knew that he once did some vocals on a comedy LP by Peter Sellers. Seems the requirement was for an opening vocal in the style of Frank Sinatra, but they couldn't get him, of course. Matt Munro stepped in, but because of contractual restrictions, couldn't use his rightful name, so he appears in the guise of Fred Flange. Well, Organist John Kiffin knows all about Matt Munro because he devoted a number of tracks to this great artist on his When Matt Met Nat CD. Here's a lovely track called Precious Moments. Precious Moments, and before you start reaching for the computer to send me an email indicating that it was the Warsaw Concerto, you're absolutely right, although in the 1980 film The Sea Wolves, Leslie Bricus added the lyrics and Roy Budd the musical arrangement based on Richard Adinsell's original composition. A piece of music has been bugging me for a few weeks. I know the title, but it's the connection with what I think was a popular programme which I used to listen to when I was a child. Children's Hour was the programme, and a regular feature were short episodes by Norman and Henry Bones, two young boy detectives, for want of a better description. I think the piece of music that acted as the series' signature tune was this next one, about to be performed by Jim Melander. Thank you. Jim Molander with a very simple tune called Popular Song, and it was from William Walton's Facade Suite. The organ is a Wurlitzer installed in an antique shop in Los Angeles, of all places. Where else? Now, if anyone can tell me if indeed it was the signature tune for that Norman and Henry Bones series, I'd be most appreciative. Well, from an organ in an antique shop to one in a vineyard, not outside and open to all the elements, you understand, but in the music room attached to the Ironstone Vineyards in Murphy's, California. Here then is Walt Stroney at the 15-rank Robert Morton organ with Lay Jazz Hot. Walt Stroney there at the Robert Morton organ with Lay Jazz Hot, which features in the 1982 film Victor Victoria. Time now for the promised new CD, and it comes from that very popular ballerina of the electronic organ, Claudia Hirschfeld. The title is My Heroes, and these persons are none other than the late James Last and Udo Jürgens. Now, German and Austrian audiences would instantly know of both these gentlemen, but like me, I guess you're going to be struggling to name anything that Udo Jürgens has contributed to the organ world, whereas James Last is known the world over. It seems that Udo Jürgens was the first Austrian to win the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1966 and has gone on to sell 100 million recordings, and according to the sleeve notes, is the most successful entertainment musician in the German-speaking countries. The song that catapulted him to fame was called Merci Cherie, and here is Claudia Hirschfeld to play it on her new Versi 3-manual Pergamon model. Merci Cherie. Now, when it comes to selling recordings, James Last has to be king. 17 platinum, 208 gold, 11 silver, and with no less than 110 of his recordings having reached the German album charts, which is an unbroken record. No doubt one of those awards will have gone to this instantly recognisable number, another track from Claudia Hirschfeld's latest CD, and it is, of course, Games That Lovers Play.
Thank you.
Games That Lovers Play, and before that, Merci Cherie, two contrasting tracks from a new CD by Claudia Hirschfeld titled My Heroes. Now, don't be put off by the chance that Udo Jürgens is unknown to you, because the tracks devoted to some of his hits are very nice and do fit in comfortably with those from the many that James Last has penned and recorded over his lifetime. I think it's a bold gamble on UK sales for Claudia with this one, because, as someone rather truthfully suggested to me, you could hardly expect one of our organists to release a recording from the Chaz and Dave songbook and expect good sales figures in Germany or the European market. Well, onto something a little topical right now, and with a glorious summer behind us, we've moved on to autumn, and of course, it's one of the most popular seasons to be depicted in musical terms. Doing that right now is my good friend Bruno Hoff on keyboards with Autumn in New York. Autumn in New York, a lovely laid-back nightclub-styled version of that famous jazz standard composed by Vernon Duke in 1934 for the Broadway musical Thumbs Up. And that was Bruno Hoff on keyboards. Now, earlier in the programme, I played Our Love Affair, a track from the rare cassette by the New Pipe Dreamers featuring Ronald Curtis and Kevin Morgan. Normally, I wouldn't play the same tune twice in one programme, but this month is an exception because if there is one version that is a firm favourite with organ fans, it has to be the one recorded, so we're told, when organist Sidney Torch was in the RAF and stationed near Blackpool. Stories abound on how he came to record just two sides on the Opera House Wurlitzer, but whatever the truth, this, to me at any rate, is one of the best recordings that he ever made. Our Love Affair, a recording made 75 years ago and sounding as though it was made last week. Brilliant artistry at a Wurlitzer that to this day still remains in its original home and being featured now on a more regular basis. I'm going to let you into a secret now. When I was a young man, I fell in love with Doris Day. Aided in a great way because by then I was a trainee cinema projectionist and at my ABC cinema we screened all the Doris Day films. I actually wrote to her at the Warner Brothers Studios in Hollywood, not to tell her I had something going for her, but to ask for a picture for my collection of film star photos. She actually sent me one. Well, maybe it was her secretary who sent it, but I still have it to this day. And I was reminded of that youthful time when I got an email from Stephen Vincent inviting me to view his latest YouTube video compiled on his Yamaha and Paramount 450 virtual pipe organ setup that he has. This is his beautiful arrangement from a song that Doris Day sings in the film Young at Heart. It's called There's a Rising Moon. There's a rising moon for every falling star, to give that Sammy Fain composition its full title. But just how gorgeous was that arrangement by Stephen Vincent on Yamaha and Paramount 450 virtual pipe organ? And if you want to enjoy watching him actually perform it, then just go to YouTube and type in the song title and his name. Going to remain with Doris Day for the next track, because this next number also comes from the same film, although it isn't sung by her. In fact, it's sung by Frank Sinatra. Again, the artist is Ronald Curtis, but this time in a solo capacity, playing the Compton organ of the State Cinema in Grays, a recording which, like the opener to this month's show, I never knew existed until a couple of weeks ago. Here's Ronald Curtis with Someone to Watch Over Me.
Thank you.
Someone to Watch Over Me from the 1954 film Young at Heart, starring Frank Sinatra and Doris Day, who celebrated her 92nd birthday in April. I read this last month of the passing of American organ demonstrator Andrew Crow, which reminded me of an LP that he sent me many, many years ago, featuring an early unnamed Rogers Electronic Theatre organ. Here he is, having a bit of fun at the musical expense of the Alley Cat. The Alley Cat, played in concert by the late Andrew Crow on Rogers' organ. Well, no programme at this time of year would be complete without this last one. And so until next month, when I hope to have the pleasure of your company once more, this is Alan Ashton saying as ever, bye for now, and leaving you covered in a shower of autumn leaves, played by John Duffy.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.